Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Omega Leadership Series show. We are live in studio again this week with best-selling author Lori Beth Jones. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It is good to see you. We're talking about being seen, so I actually can see you this week. You're not traveling or in some other country or state, so we're glad to have you in studio. This chapter, Be Seen, is such a great sense of who you are and how you relate to your relationship with Christ and God. And wow, can't wait to jump into that. You've been talking a little bit about this week about your ritual, how you are seen with by Christ and by God. And we definitely want the listeners to hear some of those true stories that that you have shared in your book in this chapter of Be Seen. But talk to us about what it means to be seen, what you're referring to here.
Well, the story that I use in the chapter is Zacchaeus, who was hiding up in a tree. We don't know, because he was short, or if he wanted to keep his distance from the commotion and yet still observe as a spectator, which I'm sure a lot of us can relate to. But Jesus, I mean, imagine Zacchaeus' surprise when Jesus stops at the tree and looks up and says, I see you. Come on down. Let's have dinner. Let's get face to face. And I think the beauty of Christianity is, of the good kind of Christianity, is it means God sees us, that we're not only some tumbling star in a black hole, but that God sees us and that loves us. The unique snowflake that we are is us. And so the notion, I became a born-again Christian when I was 17, and I thought, you know, I have nicknames for my friends and my family, so why not have a nickname for Jesus? So I started calling him my pet name, which shall remain a secret, but we had nicknames for each other. And then I said, you know, let's have a little ritual. I think friends do that, you know, the friendship bracelets and the and the couples certainly do that with the letterman's jackets and then the rings and all that. And so I thought, well, why not with Jesus? So I said, whenever you're thinking about me in a special way, send me a ladybug, you know, just a little ladybug, whatever. And it has just become really a precious thing. Sometimes even when I forget about it, there will be a ladybug. And I tell some of the stories in the book, which apparently is getting quite a response in the Facebook community. People are liking it a lot.
Well, they're powerful stories, so feel free to share one or two of those if you'd like. But, I mean, you just, like, came up with this idea of having this ritual, and I've heard you talk about it in places that you've spoken, and, you know, how do you choose? How do you choose what that is?
Well, I know you have one.
Yes.
Which is, some people in pick pennies, you picked a dime.
Yeah, I don't know why I upped the ante on that. But I just started seeing dimes everywhere.
Right.
And shortly after hearing the story and meeting you, I started, and wow, I've got quite a collection of dimes.
Yeah.
I try to save each one.
Right.
You know, that I find, and it reminds me that God is there, and God is seeing me.
Right. And it's not to be like Gideon, you know, a fleece. It's different than a fleece where you say, God, give me a sign, you know. And I think if you start demanding that, then you're going to be in a state of want a lot. Because this is a little, you know, I remember Carol Burnett on the Carol Burnett Show, where she would do her little tug her ear, and that was a special sign, I think, to her daughter.
Mm.
So this is the nature of it, that it's a little love note, a little love tap from God. So I remember one of the stories I tell in the book is I was doing consulting work in Toledo, Ohio in the winter, and I loved the people in Toledo, and I hated the winters in Toledo. It was 17 below, and my hand was shaking so bad I couldn't even get the key in the ignition into the door to unlock the door. And yet I turned, and I did get the door open, and I looked, and there was a ladybug, a live ladybug, on the windshield.
Yeah.
17 below. And it
That's
was like,
crazy.
Whoa, this is crazy. This is okay. You know, God was saying, I was tired, I was lonely, and I was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, I see you. And then another story was, I was in a little town outside Dallas. I was speaking to a group of prison chaplains. I had taken midnight flight, gotten there late. Everything was closed. It was not the best-looking hotel. It was, you know, prison chaplains in there. It wasn't the Ritz, right? And I'm thinking, why am I doing this? I was exhausted. So I opened up my laptop in this little tiny room that was locked. You know, I mean, no windows open. It was winter. And there was a ladybug on the computer screen,
wow.
A live computer screen. And the third story, I was in the Bahamas, which was a nice assignment, so I wasn't complaining, but I got up early before my presentation and was swimming laps in the pool. And I'm swimming along, and then there's a ladybug floating on a leaf in my lane in the pool.
Mm.
So, you know, as I've shared these stories, and I remember someone told me from Africa that these stories have become really beloved in some of the people in Africa, because mm-hmm. everybody can relate to that.
Sure.
What it means is God sees you.
Mm.
I see you. I know you. You're there. And then the other story, and then we can talk more about other things, but my sister was very close to my grandmother, whose name is Welsh for Mum Gee, which means grandmother in Welsh. And she and Kathy had a particularly loving relationship. I was also close to her, but she was especially close to my sister. And one day, Mum Gee gave Kathy this blue teapot, a china teapot that her grandmother had given her. And this was when my grandmother was getting much older, and she saw that her time was coming to an end. And so she gave it to my sister, and she said, whenever you lift up this lid, I want you to hear me saying, I love you and I'm with you.
Mm.
And so Kathy has cherished that for years. And then their farmhouse caught fire. Lightning struck a
right.
power line, and it went into Tara's room, and she got up barely in time, fled, told everybody to get out, and they barely got out in time. They were too far away from fire stations, and there was no water power there on the farm, and not enough to put out a fire. So they stood and watched their house literally burn to the ground as they were huddling, because they escaped with the clothes on their back. And so it's very devastating, anybody who has lost
sure.
a house in a fire. And my sister was the family archivist, so she kept all the family photos, and so that was a double loss for all of us. But she was going through the ashes 2 days later, and in the living room, amidst broken and melted glass, was the little blue teapot, untouched, unsinged, and unharmed. And Kathy lifted the lid, and she heard, I love you, I'm with you.
Mm.
And she sat down in the ashes and wept. It was God and my grandmother saying, in the midst of these ashes, I still see you.
Mm-hmm.
I am with you. So this, to me, is the personal relationship with God that no one can take away from you. I think it's what the martyrs experienced, you know, when they were being set fire, and one of them joked, you know, I'm a little down on this side, turn me to the other side. You know, when you have that kind of a bond, there is no ripping it from you.
Mm.
It's not theology. It's not doctrine. It's not. It's so precious because it means that God is with you and God loves you and sees you. It doesn't have to be explaining the situation away. It's that I am with you. And he said, that was one of the last things
right,
he said
right.
as he was leaving, I will be with you always.
Right, right. You know, and it's too bad that, you know, the world can't hear this message right now. You know, there's a lot of sadness over the Aurora situation, and there's a lot of slinging going on, right? And I think if people could grasp what you just indicated, you know, that God is with us in the fire, God is with us in the calm, God is always with us.
Right.
And there is this, you know, part of understanding a personal relationship with Christ is knowing that you are seen by God.
Yes.
And I just love this. I love this.
Well, and referencing the Aurora shooting, some people claiming to be Christians said that this was a result of America's liberal stance or sin, or the people who didn't know Jesus were going to hell. And that's just, they don't even know scripture, because the disciples came running up to Jesus, a group of people, and said, the tower just fell on a bunch of people. Who sinned? And he said, you don't even understand. Mm. He said, it's not sin that brought the tower down. He said, God will be glorified. So, they're so eager to judge and call punishment on something. And they give Christians a bad name.
Sure.
So, Jesus, it doesn't mean that, I remember my friend Catherine was challenging me, and she'd say, when people say, God spared me from the plane crash, did that mean that God didn't love all the people that were on the plane? No, it doesn't. It's not about that. It's not that we're set apart to have a better life, or, you know, that we're going to be spared disease or heartache or heartbreak or loss. It means I see you. And, you know, I know when I walk in and my dog is jumping around my feet, he's just, you know, doing flips and twirls and everything. The way that I calm him down is I say, I see you. I see you. I see you.
Wow.
And with kids, you know, you say, I see you. And I remember a story when I was being loaded onto a plane, and the people were, the United Airlines or American Airlines had just gone on strike. And so baggage handlers had gone on strike. So everybody was dragging their luggage onto the plane. And I mean, you talk about tempers, people were ticked off. And there was a stewardess, and as each person was hauling their luggage onto the plane, she was smiling. She'd say, I see you. I see you. You're going to be number 12. And, you know, she was saying, everybody that came in, she'd say, I see you. I see you. And it just took the sting out of the situation because we feel like we're part of a huddled mass that nobody sees.
Mm.
And yesterday on CNN, they were running profiles on the victims. And Anderson Cooper was saying that when people were standing and calling out the victims' names, the group would say, we will remember you.
Mm.
It's the same version of that. We see you.
Sure.
It mattered that you were here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the relationship that I want to nurture and talk about in my work. It's not about being right. It's not about being rich. It's not about being better than someone else.
Mm.
It's that you are loved. And because you are loved, then you can love.
Mm. Beautiful. Wow. Well, once again, awesome. Lori, thank you for sharing with us and talking to us about what it means to be seen. You know, maybe just close the show by encouraging everybody to find their ritual, their item. I mean, what do you call it? Icon?
Love note. Little love sign from God.
A love sign. A love sign from God. That's a great way to look at it. And, you know, find it. Keep finding it. Keep pressing on. Keep being seen.
You are seen. You are loved.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all for listening to the show, and we will be back next week, same time, same place. Have a good one.